I'm Adam.
And I'm Meg.
And we're going to watch Better Call Saul.
In the order that it was broadcast.
Forward Call Saul.
Just a podcast. Podcast. This is a podcast.
Podcast.
Doing your thing. Okay, so.
Okay, we can start.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, guys, Rico is here. That's the episode we just watched.
It was just called Rico, not Rico is here.
It's not called Rico is here, although it should have been. And then everyone would have been like, all right, so they're introducing a new character named Rico.
I kind of thought that's what was going to happen. I didn't realize it was a Rico. So, like, in Breaking Bad, they'd always say, the state Rico'd my money or whatever. So, I don't know. I feel like they can't possibly mean the same thing.
All I know about Rico is what I learned in The Dark Knight, because that's how they arrested all the gangsters in, like, the first 30 minutes of the movie. And then they hire the Joker because they're mad about it.
What happened in the... I cannot remember how
Harvey Dent, he's like... They're interrogating that Chinese man that Batman had to steal from China.
Oh, yeah.
And... Yeah, and then Maggie Gyllenhaal walks back, and she's like, hey, Aaron Eckhart, what's a Rico again? He's like, a Rico is this. She goes, we'll do a Rico on him. And then they, like, walk back out, and they do. And she's like, we're going to Rico you so hard.
I'm going to rewatch that tonight.
Are you? Were you planning on it before I said this, or?
No, but I just don't have any big plans tonight, so.
Nice.
I was going to get a little stoned.
Nice.
And then I was going to go and listen. I'll watch this now. I watched a Harry Potter while I was applying to jobs, and then I just literally leaned over and took a 40-minute nap.
Which pod did you watch?
Number 3.
Oh, it's a lot of people's favorite, but also a lot of people's least favorite.
Is that right?
Well, because it's a massive tonal shift from the second one because of a new director, Alfonso Cuarón. But yes. Also, it's like one of the only ones that kind of feels like a movie unto itself.
True. You don't see the Dark Lord in any way. I will say I like the third one a lot, but I like the sixth one, I think, the best. Widely known that that's Daniel Radcliffe's least favorite performance, I think it's a good movie. I think, like, the second one is bad.
The second one's my least favorite. Yeah. But at the time... As a seventh grade boy, I think I really liked the second one.
Okay.
And I really didn't like the third one. I was like, this is different. They're all wearing normal clothes.
Well, I watched that one today. And then I watched Rico with you, my dear friend.
Okay. Okay, guys, we did watch Rico.
We certainly did.
This is one we were chatting about other shit more than normal. We paid attention, but...
I think the problem is it's like he decides to do a thing and then he does that thing and it's a lot of like research. I don't know. Yeah. It's not action packed. Like
it's not action packed. Maybe we should start doing 2 episodes per.
Maybe.
I don't know. But yeah, it opens up blue. It's blue everywhere.
And he is supposed to be. I don't know, 33? I'm not sure how old he's supposed to be here.
Probably 33, yeah.
Oh, boy. And he's the male kid at HHM.
He's wearing a white shrewd outfit.
Yeah, and it's just really hard when they try to age him down even more for me.
Yeah. But he's a good male. Like, everyone gets their mail.
Everybody's like, oh, yeah, thank you, you know? Seems
Which
like
is good.
That'd
like,
be...
Yeah, he could be like putting his finger up his butt and then wiping it on the mail and then giving it to people.
That is that classic mailroom thing that those mailboys are known for doing. And then he goes into Kim's office and she's just in a windowless room with no lights.
Just like the one I'm in.
Yeah. And says, like, look it, can you open it? And I'm scared. And you know what Kim does for him?
She... opens his zipper
and takes out his dick and goes, you passed the bone nerd.
He passed the bone exam. She does kiss him. I forgot about this kiss.
It was a nice, loud kiss. There was kissing noises.
There's a gif of it on the wiki. I'm just like looking at it over and over again. I'm so jealous of him.
Wouldn't it be? You ever think about like a good kiss? Just like the concept of it. Haven't had one of those in a while.
I've had a handful in my time. There's some real good ones. Have you ever had a really bad kiss?
Oh, yeah. One time this kid, Landon, he burped while kissing me. I was the first girl he kissed, and it was awful. And he didn't know that he shouldn't. And I was like, we have to stop. You cannot be burping in my mouth while you kiss me. And Landon, no, it wasn't Landon. It was Lyndon.
Lyndon. So, okay. Oh, yeah. The former president.
Yeah.
You were kissing Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a sophomore in college, and I think I kissed a freshman in college.
Well, that's your first mistake.
That was, but I think she just kept, like, woodpeckering with her tongue. And it was Meg's doing it right now. it was just, I was like, okay, don't know what to make of this. All right. And then I was like, okay, I'll see you around the quad.
I kind of feel like sometimes I really hate it when people are like, they just are very tense and flat with their lips. I don't know. I also don't like getting feedback on my kissing style. I'm like, if you don't like it, you can leave.
I'm like an octopus. Like, it's just like, I try to wrap my mouth around the whole face.
You even with your mandible?
Like, yeah. I've taken some classes and I can't do it yet to dislocate my jaw so that I can.
Classes?
Yeah. Everyone else can do it in class, but I can't figure it out.
Where do you take this class?
At the YMCA. Where else would I take this class?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they have classes for everything. But I can't do it yet, and so it's frustrating, so my kisses aren't good enough yet. Mike Lloyd, who did the art for this podcast, I used to make him uncomfortable at work because he's married, and I would just be like, he'd be like, yeah, I got plans with my wife. I was like, you guys gonna kiss a bunch?
You shouldn't make your coworkers uncomfortable.
And he's like, why do you say that all the time? I was like, because I assume every time your wife sees you, she goes, hello, Mike, who's ready for kisses? the other thing I would do to make my married coworkers uncomfortable is I would be like, okay, are you trying?
Yeah, that's an awful thing to say to people. Don't say that, Adam.
I won't. I mean, I don't anymore. That's at my new job.
Yeah, you at the chocolate factory. You shouldn't do that at the chocolate factory.
None of those hunks are married.
Yeah, well, also, you don't know what their personal lives are like. What if they are trying and they're having a really hard time conceiving?
Yeah. That's true. So that's true.
Be more careful, Adam.
I know. I only did it to, like, two friends, and they're still friends.
And they were both actively trying for babies.
And they're both actively trying, and it's actually really sad. and they ended up adopting.
Oh, well, at least it all worked out in the end.
Yeah. But, yeah, Jimmy and Kim kissed.
Yeah.
And it's good that you should have gotten high for this episode. You should have just gotten buku high.
I would have just been even more so than normal, staring off into nothing and being a weirdo and talking like really high. I can get to, it's right above me. Do you want me to start to actively smoke weed?
Fucking blaze up. Let's see what happens.
One second.
Meg's going to blaze up. I'm not. I don't like weed.
No, I got to stand up.
Okay, Meg's leaving. To get pot. Well, she's not leaving. She just took her headphones off.
Okay, it's a pen.
It's a pen. Oh, it's just a fucking
get
pen.
Get my headphones on. I can't hear what you're saying. I know you're talking bad about me, though. Okay.
Wait, so it's just a vape? It's just a vape pen?
Yeah.
Okay. That's called Bliss.
Well, it's called Dosit, and it's the Bliss one. I don't know. I wasn't about to like go get a joint. I'm not. Who am I?
Did you like buy it like off a man in the street?
No. Do you have you ever been to a dispensary out here?
I actually was. You walked me through getting CBD not that long ago.
True. Are the dispensaries, they're like a whole, this one had the vibe of like a speakeasy, but like a high end one. It was insane. Oh. They have like, they all have like, some feel like a fucking Apple store, but for weed. Some feel just like a little, we're kind of past the days where it's like kind of shady and they're just like a little bit. They're all just nice. I don't know.
Nice.
What the fuck's going on here? How do we open this?
So Meg's trying. She's actively trying to open her smoke stick.
Who would do this to me? Why would they make?
Is there like plastic you need?
No, it's like gotta. Okay, let's.
Do you need to get cuticle scissors out?
I don't need to get cuticle scissors out. It's just the they've got something to prove here, and I'm not sure what.
All right, well, Meg works on that. I'm gonna describe an episode of television. Well, Jimmy goes to Chuck's office, and he reveals he's been going to law school at the University of American Samoa in secret, and he did the bar in secret and passed. Did you like this scene? Do you like Chuck in this scene?
I mean, I love Chuck in basically every scene. I gave me pause how he, when Jimmy asked if he was proud of him, was like, and was like, just say you're proud of your brother, dickhead. Like, why does it take you?
He was probably thinking about like what he was going to watch on TV.
Well, I mean, like, does he just disapprove of his brother? Like,
He's like, you know, ah, man, this kid used to take shits in sunroofs. And now look at him.
And now he's practicing the same law as me.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, good for him. He really made something of himself. And then they go to a Fanta party in the mailroom.
We're somehow, I don't know if this is the next day or the same day, but they get a cake for him already.
I feel like you could get a cake, like, it takes 2 hours to get a cake at a grocery store.
Okay.
Like, go to Hy-Vee. You don't know. Yeah, you don't have Hy-Vee. Go to Jewel
Osco.
I
know about a Hy-Vee.
You know Jewel Osco, right?
Do I know about Jewel Osco?
Yeah, you can go to a Jewel Osco and just be like, hey, one cake, and then here, grab the... Because that cake was not... All right, Meg figured out her weed.
That was too difficult. There's a little... I don't know. Smoke weed. There's like a little like instruction manual I probably...
Are you going to accidentally not get high and just be like, oh, I fucked up and I just smoked air? Or is it... You got it?
I think I got it.
Okay, it kind of looks like a tampon.
It's not.
I know it's not. Nope, she's smoking.
Yep. Oh, yeah, this is weed. This has
nice. Oh, she's caught smoke went everywhere. Oh, Meg's high.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, she's coughing. Oh, boy.
All right.
Okay. Is just the one hit? We're just doing the one?
We're going to... Give me a second.
Okay. One more. No, don't do one more. Do your limits.
These are the ones that have, like... It, like, measures out each dose or whatever, it's, like, very controlled and it'll buzz. They're nice. I, like, the one I went to, you can just spend, like, money really fast there. Because even this, and the taxes are insane. They tax it at such a high rate. And you know what? We just pay it because who the fuck are we? So this was, like, had $10 worth of tax on it. Isn't that crazy?
That's wild. How much was the whole thing?
How much was it? $29, and then it was $40 total, so it was actually $11 of, you know, taxes and fees. But the thing is, like, I'm not such a heavy user that, like, this was just, like, I'd had a fucking, oh my god, it's only $4.53, and I did this, that's the rest of my day.
It's $7.53 here.
Oh, fuck, okay. So, yeah. Anyhow.
Well, I mean, nothing says this episode has to be an hour. We can talk for 4 or 5 hours if we wanted to.
So they're having a Fanta party. There's cake. It smells and looks like the way type 2 diabetes happens. And I could feel the texture of like Fanta and cake frosting.
Yum.
In my mouth. And it felt like sugar.
Oh yeah, you've worked in an office. I was like, this is such an office cake and party.
I don't know.
Something about that office, it's like very soothing to me, and I don't know why. It's like the fluorescence, it's the carpet.
That doesn't make your shoulders go up the second you're in that
environments? I like it. Yeah.
I especially think that place looks like it'd be a drag corporate setup, you know?
Because everything's all blue?
Just because it's like they're all in little cubicles and like... I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's some... I mean, this is the early 2000s or whenever this would be, maybe late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the cool modern floor plans of offices now with their unlimited snacks and, like, situation and their cool furniture. I'm so self-conscious right now.
That's fine. Yeah, I wish they would set the time frame a little better. Like, I wish when he's giving a mail, he's like, you guys planning on checking out The Matrix in theaters? I don't know. Hey, you guys seeing The Rock with Sean Connery? I don't know when that came out.
Is that a late 90s one?
I think it's a mid 90s.
Yeah. Or what if he was like, I just got The Rock with Sean Connery on VHS from Blockbuster. Yeah.
Or like, wow, Clinton, Bush, and Perot all on one stage. What a night that was last night.
Hey, get a load of this Y2K. I guess that's too easy.
That's later. Yeah. Or I guess it could, if this was like people February 2000.
People were stressed for a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, everyone was freaking out about it. Turned out to be not much.
Not really anything at all. My mom did make me turn off the computer that night. She said, just
in case.
Were
they like, afraid it was going to like grab you?
I think the... are you earnestly asking?
I don't remember why people were scared about Y2K. They were worried like the computer was going to like break.
Yeah, so they thought that like all computers on all devices were going to break. So that means like planes would fall out of the sky and like life support machines would break and like... what was I gonna, oh, also like warheads would detonate and stuff like that. Like,
oh,
yeah.
All right.
But then nothing happened. I didn't understand why they couldn't have like run a simulation of that to see what the problem would be on like all devices. Like, why couldn't they have made like a computer set the clock to 1999 and seen it turn over to see what happened to the clock? You know.
I'm on the wiki. It's called the Year 2000 Problem, the Wikipedia. Y2K redirects here, apparently. Yeah, apparently not much happened. But that was because a lot of stuff was preventative. So good thing we got scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all turned out okay.
Yeah. Anyway, then Howard comes in and you don't hear it, but it's implied. Because Jimmy's like, Chuck, will HHM hire me? He's like, I got to check with the partners, but maybe. And then Howard's like, fuck no.
And then let's revisit this in 6 months. But he seemed like he was being like a stern dick about it. And then was like, maybe Howard in sucks. 6 months. Well, I mean, you know, he's got to think of the, you know, a company's only as strong as his weakest link, Adam.
I don't think Jimmy's its weakest link. I think he'd be a really strong link.
Well, he doesn't know that. He's an unproven entity.
Fair. But he's got Chuck McGill blood.
That legal mind.
Yeah.
That so often hereditary legal mind that goes to both sons. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, then, you know, they play the Better Call Saul theme song.
Oh, yeah. We know what that is.
How's it go, Meg?
Fuck. It's just like a bunch of... it's two dueling pianos, right?
It's two dueling pianos. All right, yeah.
Yeah. And one's playing New York State of Mind, but the other one's playing Uptown Girl. And somehow...
Those songs don't go together. Those don't go together at all.
But somehow they do. And
wait, what is New York State? I'm thinking Empire State of Mind. What's New York State of Mind? Is that I'm in New York?
No, it's by Billy Joel. And he's like, we're in a New York State of Mind. And then the other one is like, Uptown Girl. And you don't think they're going to go together. But because they're both inherently about New York and by proxy, the women in it, probably, they do. They just, you know, Billy Joel proves to be a master again. And
it turns out if you play those songs together and watch The Wizard of Oz, it syncs perfectly with the movie. A lot of people don't know that.
And then what happens? Oh, yeah. Jimmy comes out and he goes, nothing to it. And then just turns around and walks.
He does do that. He does do that. Yeah. No, okay. Thank you. Sorry, that bit's always tedious, so I just am glad you took care of it.
I hope that if that was bad, I hope if any of this is bad, you go, Meg, we can't put this out on.
No, I'll put this out there. Who's going to listen? Someone? No one listens to this.
Oh, boy.
At some point, I feel... I'll get canceled for this podcast, but it's not going to be for like 15 years. It's going to get dug up. It's not going to be for something we put out like that week.
I truly hope not. We could probably say whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just later when we're we're in government, shit's going to come out.
But it won't have been bad at the time. It'll just be bad in the future.
Yeah. They'll be like, ZipRecruiter saved all those kids. Why'd you dunk on ZipRecruiter all those times? In the present, Kim unpacks her old office, and then they do like a little kettle press conference.
Yeah, the kettle press.
The kettle press.
Yeah.
And then, so it looks like we got a bow on the Kettleman case.
Oh yeah, it's all. Don't think about them anymore.
Don't think about it. We're not doing the Kettlemans anymore. The Kettlemans are done.
I like as though we give a shit. Like we cared if Kettlemans. I wanted him to go away for 30 years. I don't know why.
Did they say how long you went away for?
So he was gonna do 16 months. So and then he was gonna repay the money, and that was gonna be that. I think.
Okay.
But they were like, you could go away for like 30 years. And he was like, and I wish maybe they should have just like, this is the one time we do revisionist history and all the male, like white male criminals get like the max punishment. And we go, yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
revenge. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Sorry.
Nah, it's good. Everything you're saying makes perfect sense.
And now I'm good. Afraid it won't.
It's all good stuff. This is... We didn't have you get high to be like perfectly on message. No. Do whatever you want. Get loose.
Okay, I'm getting loose.
Yeah, well, then we go over to a retirement home, and Jimmy's like, fuck, I used to have the Kettlemans, and now Howard's on TV. I could be on TV. That could
it's
be
weird
me.
To think that that's what that lady watches at work, and he's like looking at, is that where he saw it, like on a TV?
Yeah, it's like the local, they would have the local news on at a retirement home.
That wasn't much of a he was seeing it at behind like the lady's desk. It wasn't like in the facilities.
Oh, I thought it was like hanging, like it was like what people would watch in the waiting room.
That wasn't much of a waiting room. It seemed like it was just like an immediate entrance, but maybe it was. I don't know.
It says in wait, Jimmy watches the TV in disdain, thinking Howard is taking credit for Kim's labors. I guess he made that clear with his look.
Yeah.
Don't really know if you can apply motive to that, but
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, that's whatever the viewing version of reading between the lines is, that's what's going on there.
Yeah. But he meets with a nice old lady.
And she's preparing for her death with legal paperwork.
With legal paperwork. She's not like
on
picking up dirt.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great if they made you dig your own grave.
I think you should have to dig your own grave. Why should other people have to do it for you?
That's a phrase I'm just realizing.
What?
He really dug his grave on that one. Like,
yeah. It's like when you fuck yourself over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like he made his bed and then slept in it.
Which sounds wonderful.
Yeah. My bed's not made. I got all sorts of shit on my bed.
I never make my bed.
Me neither. Yeah, okay. It's not. I did it. I tried to get into it. But it's just... My room's so hot, I only use the top sheet anyway. Like, the covers are just, like, in a lump.
Yeah, I just...
There.
Who do I have to impress? Certainly not my date last week.
Yeah, certainly not.
No, I'm just saying. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, who gives?
Why do I gotta make my bed?
Apparently it's supposed to make you feel better. It's for you.
Well, I will tell you that anything I would feel good about having a made bed for, I immediately triple that in not having to make my bed.
That's fair. I agree. I mean, I don't make my bed.
Yeah.
I asked you this earlier, but do you think, so Irene Landry is the lady he's seeing. Obviously you knew that.
Obviously.
You thought she was probably a babe back in her day?
I mean, I think, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she's an actress, so she probably was a babe, right?
Yeah.
Go on real quick. Put your computer in incognito and look up young Irene Landry pictures.
Why do I have to go incognito for that?
I don't know. Maybe something fucking weird will come up.
She's played by someone named Jean Efron.
Jean.
Possibly related to Zach.
That would be amazing. Then we'd know for sure she was hot.
If she's like, my grandson got into acting and was pretty good at it, so I thought I'd get into it.
But I know that I'm hot because look at my grandson.
I have her acting resume here. From Mitchell and Associates Talent. There's her headshot. there's her... Oh, wow. Yeah. She's been a lot of stuff.
Okay. And it says, denoted at the bottom, Zac Efron's grandma, right?
Yeah, it says Zac Efron's grandma.
You may know me from such things as being Zac Efron's grandma.
A lot of Albuquerque theater.
I'm just thinking about how weird it would be if, like, you had a grandkid and they got super famous and, like, what do you think that's like?
Like what Zac Efron's actual grandma like goes through?
Yeah, like what Justin Bieber's process grandma of goes like through? Like going and getting on a TV show, like your grandson is like be getting into acting, and then he like goes and he's like, "Grandma, I'm going out for this Disney Channel thing. We'll see." And you're like, not even really sure what the fuck the Disney Channel is, and maybe mm-hmm. you just think he's like doing shows out on like the stage in downtown Disney, and then like, yeah. I got it. And like, yeah, does she have like no clue until her son is like an international sex symbol or what?
And also it's weird because just like, I don't know, any stately advice you ever have is just moot because you have just a different life than they will ever have going forward. Your life and experience is nonsense to them.
Being the matriarch of the family means absolutely nothing when your child's like a it's wild.
Oh wait, oh, you used to work at the bank and now you're on a fixed income. Well, he sells out arenas, so sorry. Eat shit.
I mean, you just gotta wonder about it. That's all.
Yeah, you gotta think about it sometimes. She has a lot of credits. Good for her. A lot of Albuquerque theater. She can't pay Jimmy, and she's like, I don't have my allowance. And he's like, say what now? Allowance?
You're old. You don't get allowance.
And you have buku bucks from your Social Security. What do you need an allowance?
Yeah, I love that Jimmy's like, excuse me, I think you could at least give me your Social Security money to pay me for this. I can't wait a week.
Well, he said he can wait a week, but he's like, why do you have a fucking allowance, you weird old lady?
Yeah. And she's like, oh, no, they do it for us to keep everything simple. And then he finds out that they've been overcharging everybody en masse for ridiculous stuff, you know, like $22 for a bottle of aspirin or things like that. Yeah.
I've been to Walgreens and aspirin can get expensive, but I guess it's 2002.
Yeah. I have to imagine like they're not talking about like the big.
Yeah. The big bottles, like about 20 bucks.
Yeah. But I'm guessing they mean like a little bottle of aspirin that might have 30 8 pills. Bucks. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't pay $22 for that. That's absurd.
Yeah, and especially in early 2000s money, when $20 could get two people into a movie in early 2000s money.
I can't verify that.
Yeah, you can. Look up cost of movie theater ticket, average cost of movie theaters tickets in 2002.
Okay, I'm doing it. Stop yelling at me. Ticket 2002. Oh, God. What? 581.
I told you, you could go on a date. Like, you could take a girl to the movies. I never took any women to movies, but I know I took myself to movies a lot. You definitely, $20 could get two people into a movie and concessions. You could have a nice little time there.
This is a weird line graph. I'm looking at box office from, like, it's like a box office line graph from, or tickets sold line graph from 1995 to 2021, and just the dip in 2020 is wild.
Dramatic.
It's like, it looks like the Enron graph. It's crazy.
That's great.
Ew. Yeah, 2020, weird year.
Man, things changed. There was a lot of change.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about the end of it.
Different Earth feels like we're living on.
It really does. I was hoping, like, the environmental benefits of everybody having to sit still for a little bit would have lasted longer than 35 seconds. But, like, I was disappointed when it's like, oh, no, global warming, climate change. You have to all lay down and not do anything to try to make any difference there.
Yeah, they're still bad. They're still bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least I got my Johnson & Johnson.
You got J&J?
Yeah, I got J&J.
I got Moderna.
I know. I only had to get one. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, but I got Moderna.
Yeah, but aren't people saying like
J&J, Madonna?
J&J is like, they're like, actually J&J is doing pretty sick.
Oh yeah, but Moderna's doing the best. And you know who's shitting?
But J&J is pretty sick. I like it. We're a scrappy bunch.
You're holding out, right? I thought J&J wasn't great. It's fine.
It was like 60% effective against getting COVID, but like still 100% against hospitalization.
Okay.
And it's like, someone told me, like, yeah, but it's holding up better long run. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
All right.
I don't know. That could have been fucking horseshit, but I took it.
I think Pfizer is the one we can all agree can go to hell.
Yeah, Pfizer. I hate those Pfizer fucks.
Oh, fucking Pfizer.
They're so with their opera binoculars on a stick all the time.
I think Pfizer is like really dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you don't keep me absolutely fucking freezing, I will die. It's
Moderna's stupid. A lot more chill.
Yeah, Moderna's just like, put your head down. I don't know. Do the work. Oh wait.
Jimmy, he talks to a bunch of residents. He's like, hey, you guys might be overcharged. It might be just a regular thing, but whatever. And then he goes to Chuck's house, and he's like, hey, Chuck. Hey, could you look at this bill?
And Chuck goes, oh, fine. And then he's like, you're always trying to get me to do your work for you. And then Chuck does look at it, and Chuck's like, I missed this? And he's like pretty mad at himself. Like, He's not even really proud of Jimmy for being keen. He's just like, I can't believe I missed this. And then he hits his head and goes, stupid, stupid, stupid,
stupid, stupid. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then, he punches his own balls. I deserve it. And then he's like, well, you got to get back there and got to like talk to more clients. And he goes, and they won't let him in.
No, they're like, not even once. You can't be in here. And you know what's also happening? They're shredding stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're shredding stuff. And there's two strong men.
But, like, not that strong.
They look strong.
They look strong, but they don't look, like, intimidating.
I was intimidated.
They look like the 1980s versions of tough guys in, like, after-school specials.
They were still tough back then.
Yeah, that's true. They were pretty tough.
Sorry they're not doing keto or whatever, but I thought they were pretty tough looking. They were a little husky.
Really... Yeah.
They were bigger boys.
Maybe it's because they were in, like, polo shirts. Maybe the polo shirts didn't help.
And then he goes, and he's like, I got IBS, so let me poop a bunch.
I gotta take a dump. And she was like, well, naturally. Yeah.
I think this scene's fun. Did you think this scene was fun where he writes lunch?
Yeah, and then she's like, you gotta stop shitting.
Yeah. My computer was freezing a little bit during this, so I actually missed a bunch of it, but I remember it.
Yeah, it was funny where he's like scribbling on toilet paper and stuff, and she's like, sir, you gotta stop being in the toilet. I've been really patient. Hurry up. And then he comes out and slaps it on her chest and goes, you're in trouble.
Yeah, spoliation is what they're doing to the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of do the mask bit, and it cuts smash cut to them two strong men throwing him out of a building.
Yeah, I mean, this whole scene could have been for the mask, right?
Yeah. Like... yeah. Especially, after he's like, he just randomly goes, we all wear masks, metaphorically speaking. Which is a line from Ben Stein.
Oh.
In Jim Carrey's The Mask.
There you go.
Do you remember Ben Stein and Jim Carrey's The Mask?
I don't, but you want to know whose mask that was in The Mask?
Loki's.
Okay.
I've seen, do you know how many times I've seen The Mask?
8.
Oh, so much more. Like, because when I put it on, I'm like, somebody stop me. Because, I could probably sing that whole Cuban Beat song.
What are your thoughts on Cameron Diaz and... The Mask.
She did a good job.
Did you think that was the most beautiful woman you had ever seen?
No.
Really?
You know I'm into kind of like, she looked too young. She's like 21 in that movie.
Yeah, she's young, man. I also have never been a huge Cameron Diaz person because she's so waif-like, and I feel like any man would just like accidentally crush her in his hands. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. She's cute. Do you think Jim Carrey's cute in that movie?
I was never really into Jim Carrey.
Oh, okay. Okay. All
but right. He's got like a big expressive mug in a way that's like, how do you even have any conversation with him when he's like, arr, 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 like doing the thing where he like doesn't move his, I don't know, he does stupid faces.
They made a sequel called Son of the Mask starring Jamie Kennedy. Did you ever see that?
No, but I agree that Jamie Kennedy would be in it.
Yeah. I never saw it, but I heard it's not good.
I mean, like, was it a straight-to-video thing?
No, it was a flop. But yeah. It was, there was a while where they were doing sequels to Jim Carrey movies without Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
They did Dumb and Dumber-er.
That's not with Jim Carrey in that?
They made Dumb and Dumber 2 with Jim Carrey. Dumb and Dumber-er is a prequel without Jim Carrey.
Oh, that was, but it came out more recently. No, okay, yeah. I've got it. I know what you're talking about.
And they just announced, I think they're doing Ace Ventura 3, but that's with Jim Carrey. He's finally going back. He's doing all the hits.
I mean, you want to make money, I'm sure. Yeah. The bills, just because you make a lot of money doesn't mean you don't got big bills. That's what they always say. You know that.
Yeah. And they did Bruce Almighty 2 without Jim Carrey.
There was a 2 to... was that the one with Steve Carell?
Yeah, it's called Evan Almighty.
Yeah.
And it was like way more just like, isn't God great? Like, it was a much more like religious... Yeah. Like, dude, isn't... All these miracles are sick, right? Like, isn't this great? How he saved us?
Yeah, that... I remember seeing that and being confused as to what the, like, point of it was.
I think they got excited because Jim Carrey doesn't like to do sequels. They had made Bruce Almighty, and a bit part is this new up-and-comer Steve Carell. Uh-oh, he's in The Office and 40-Year-Old Virgin. I bet we could get him to be the star of the next movie, and that's fine. And they just did it.
But it's like, was Bruce Almighty, were they actually, like, low-key? Was Bruce Almighty supposed to be, like... God knows what's best, and we should
not. I don't think Bruce Almighty felt that way, or if they did, they hit it more. Because okay. Bruce Almighty was much more like, wouldn't it be sick if you could just do anything?
Yeah.
But Evan Almighty, it's not. He doesn't even like get powers. The whole thing is he's like, there's gonna be a flood, and you got to make an ark again.
And the flood is like a good 6 minutes long. It's not.
Yeah, it's not long.
Yeah,
it's bad movie.
Everything's pretty much okay at the end, you know.
Yeah.
It should have been like that. The beginning of Evan Almighty should have been the prequel or the beginning to 2020 or 2021 or 2012.
Yeah.
Like that.
With John Cusack.
Yeah. That should have been like, okay, and I've built the ark and here we go. It's starting. The end of the world. The Mayans were right. But.
God, speaking of Y2K, that was another kettle of fish. That 2012 nonsense.
I was like very. I had a bad amount of like. Pregnancy hormones, and so like there were times in my life where I was like, here it comes, the end of the world.
Oh,
like
no.
2012, it's about like I was legitimately scared that something might happen.
Wow.
Maybe not like conspiracy theory scared, but like, well, what did they know? Why did the calendar stop there?
Those Mayans got so much wrong though. Have you seen their outfits?
That's and why are they gone if they could
and why are they
so
gone? Yeah.
Much? Yeah.
I don't see any Mayans nowhere. Well, we've just finished Act 1. Usually we're padding for time on Saul, but this time we've really...
Oh, no, it's 44 minutes.
Mike receives a call from Stacy at work, and she's accepted and forgiven his involvement in Matt's death, and he's like, okay.
Again, this is wildly... Like, he's reading into something we cannot see there in these
yeah.
phone calls.
No, she says some stuff, right?
No, she's like, hey, how you been? Great.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I need a babysitter. like, can you come over? I gotta go, you know?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, boy. Oh.
Something's forcing me to say yes, you know?
Grandkids?
Yeah.
And then you didn't like this next scene of Jimmy going through a dumpster.
Yeah, because garbage is icky. Who
Not
needs
all of it?
What?
What if someone's throwing away all a bunch of ice cream?
How would that
it's
not
still
be
cold.
Icky? Stop it! How would that you'd eat loose ice cream out of a dumpster?
If it like just got thrown in and it's a brand new dumpster.
Okay, I'm gonna say the odds of that happening are very slim.
It's a brand new dumpster from a dumpster company.
What if at least, but only one load of trash has been in it? Would you still do it?
Yeah, I'd still do it.
All right, what if it was only 5 loads of trash? Would you still do it?
Probably not.
Okay, so what about 2 loads of trash?
Yeah, they'll do it.
Okay, and what about 4 loads of trash?
Nah, probably not.
So where do you stand on 3 loads of trash?
Yeah, I gotta see the trash. I gotta see what the trash
okay,
looks like
Okay, that's
on
a fair... Yeah. All right, so now we know how many loads of trash Adam would go into ice cream there, whatever.
Or, like, especially something that's not tempered, like, just cake? Just a bunch of cake on a clean dumpster?
Come on.
What?
Okay, it's totally clean.
Totally clean.
One load of trash would you eat?
No, I'm not playing this game. I am... I'm not... I don't... I'm sick of getting trapped in your web. Yeah, anyway, I don't know. Yeah, trash is gross. I agree.
Yeah, and then he talks to the lawyer, and the lawyer for the Sandpiper Alley or whatever the fuck, and he
Rich Schweikart.
What?
His name's Rich Schweikart.
You asked if he was attractive. I said, no, I think he needs to thin out his goatee a little bit. It is too bushy.
I thought you'd like his voice more than Chuck's. Chuck's? He kind of just talks like this.
He has, like, a pretentious voice. Why would I like that, you know?
Oh, I think Chuck's is pretty pretentious.
No, Chuck's is smooth and nice. Yeah, it's not gravelly at all. It's like, it's pretty good.
Bob Odenkirk has a gravelly voice.
He's got a nasally voice.
Yeah.
It's because of Chicago.
That's fair. Yeah, and he's like, hey, so you don't sue us because, like, we're really good lawyers and you're bad lawyers. And if you do it, like, you know. We'll loll over you.
I thought this was interesting where he's like, this is, we know what this is. It's a money grab or it's a shakedown or something like that. And I often wonder if, like, lawyers actually do, like, say, like, all right, let's cut the brisket here or whatever the fuck. Like, let's get down to brass tacks. You're trying to fuck us. Or if they're always like, well, that's just a clear violation of my ass or whatever, you know?
I don't know what they talk about when they're amongst themselves. All I have is dramatizations on television.
There's no lawyers in your family?
Not in my family, no.
I will say this. I had my cousin's a judge, and I, like, was party to a conversation she was having about, you know, like, public policy. That, like, just happened at her living room, like, in her living room with her husband, and it was, like, yeah, well-reasoned. You know, it was like, oh, boy, this would be difficult, you know?
I feel like everyone in your family has a job that, like, a kid in first grade would say they want to be at career fair. There's
really?
Like, your dad's like, my dad's a police officer, and your cousin's a judge, and, like, your niece is a fireman, and
my grandpa was a fireman.
Okay, see, and, like, I at some point you're gonna be like, well, my brother-in-law is an astronaut, and...
Yeah. No, he's a lawyer.
There you go.
Yeah, let me think of, like, I don't know, I have some cousins that don't do much, you know?
Okay.
But my other cousin, to your point, my cousin who's a judge, mm-hmm. her brother, the judge's brother, is a concert cellist. So I don't know if that's a, like, do people want to play in the orchestra ever?
They want to be a rock star.
That's true.
That one didn't work. Yeah, I don't know if that one works.
Okay, sorry.
I would like to be a concert cellist. Like, if I could snap my fingers and, like, get rid of this fucking life and just be a concert cellist, I'd do that.
Oh, but his wife is a doctor, at least. So
see, okay, doctor.
That
there
makes
we
really
go.
Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my son wants to be an architect. Is that one of them?
No, architect's too specific. That's pretty cool, though.
Oh, yeah.
If a construction worker would be one of them.
Oh, yeah. I want to be a truck driver.
Yeah,
so,
truck driver.
I don't have any truck drivers, yeah.
Trying to think of more. Teacher.
Sure.
And just, like, businessman. Which I guess I'm technically a business... No, I'm not a businessman.
You're a tech guy.
Yeah. Well, at a chocolate factory. Fuck.
Cut that out. You're in the business of chocolate.
I'm in the business of chocolate, which everyone wants. Yeah, he finds it's a big comedy bit because he was looking through the dumpster and then more trash fell on him and then, nuts, they had a recycling bin and all the papers were cleanly in there.
And he ruined his nice suit. How is he going to fix that suit?
Nice, the dry cleaner.
Cannot get those stains out.
You could dry clean those stains out.
No, you couldn't.
I've never visited a dry cleaner in my life and I know they could figure it out. Yeah, he spends the night putting together shredded paper, and then Chuck finds him in the morning, and...
He's made very little progress, and Chuck's like, hey, I'm gonna make you some coffee. What?
He's like, you suck at this.
Yeah, you're bad at this. Have you not gone through trash in a dumpster before? Let me show you what's up. And then... Jimmy just falls asleep because he was up all night going through trash. And Chuck's like, well, I mean, let me just see. And then he does all his work for him because he can't help himself. He just likes to do tedious, stupid shit.
He
loves it.
He does it in a better way. He like has like clipboards and he like rubber bands them together. And
yeah.
He does a good job.
Yeah.
What happens next? Oh, yeah, and he's like, one of these is a smoking gun, because they spent a bunch of, this is, me and Meg were both confused, because they spent a bunch of money on syringes from a company out of Nebraska. I don't really get why that's extra bad.
I mean, it's got to be something like, because I guess they must realize that, we can get to it later, but I guess the lawyers from the nursing homes must realize that they actually have been gouging and it's been on a massive scale. Mm. And so the fact that they've been gouging maybe goods from out of state means that they've violated some type of law that's like, you know, now that they know that there's a chance that a judge might actually start looking into things, the fact that this is like also on their RICO'd whatever and at 12 different nursing homes must mean. I'm sorry, I don't know.
No, that was good. That was good. Do you want to know what RICO stands for?
Yeah.
Racketeer.
Oh.
Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act.
So they must realize that there's like a strong enough case. They're trying to get it to go fuck off. And now that they know that it could be, you know, a RICO thing.
It was originally used in the 1970s to prosecute the mafia, as well as others who were engaged in organized crime.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Chuck's like, hey, find all this case law. And he calls Kim and he's like, Kim, find all this case law. And she's like, this is going to be 400 pages. And he's like, Chuck says I can use his printer number. And he's so happy about it.
And Chuck... And then Kim goes, well, I don't like that he's working because he's not supposed to work. And Jimmy goes, he's my brother and I can tell him what to do. And then Kim's like, I don't know how I feel about this.
I owe you one. I guess you got the Kettleman's back.
Yeah.
And then he hugs Chuck. He hugs him and Chuck hug.
And it was sweet.
Sweet? You liked it?
Because, well, they were like, I guess we're in business
they're
brothers.
The Law Brothers.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Ain't it quaint? Yeah.
I think it's nice. And
it'd
then,
be interesting because that would be a thing you would see, like the Law Brothers of McGill and McGill. We're brothers, like on a. Right. I would see that being a thing that they could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might happen. You don't know. There's a lot of show left. You know, Saul makes commercials.
That's true. That's true.
And Mike plays with Play-Doh.
Yeah, we are only led to believe that there was some real raucous shenanigans. Like that would have been great to see him in a montage trying to like figure out how to take care of his granddaughter. And he's like the bubble where he's making like mac and cheese and the pot boils over. And then like, you know, the dog gets out and she's flushed his phone down the toilet or something like that. Like I would have liked to see that.
He's trying to make something on the stove and then his boobs catch on fire. Ooh. And so he has to take the tops of two stove pans and go like, woof, 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 woof. Yeah. And then he shoves his face in a cake and goes, toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
Yeah, but clearly they had a wild night. There's like bras all over the ceiling. It's crazy.
And then Kaylee, what's her nuts comes home.
Stacy. Everyone knows Stacy.
Stacy comes home and says, thanks. You mind coming over here and just like taking a look at something for me? And he goes, hot dog, I bet I have to fix a tire. And instead, it was just the envelope full of cash, you know?
Yeah, and she's like, am I supposed to spend this? And he's like, yeah, spend it. Don't be a fucking pussy.
Who cares? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she goes, like, she's like this. She's like, oh, it'll help, but it's not enough. And she makes uninterrupted eye contact with her ex-father-in-law. You know?
A little clunky.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know if it's clunky or if it's like, I honestly can't tell if it's supposed to be like she needs help and she doesn't want to ask, so she's making these big unsubtle overtures, or if it's just a clunky line.
Yeah. I don't know. I
don't know.
Because last week, my broken my boy performance, she was like very clunky as well. So I don't know.
It's only a drop in the bucket. What I need. So then later, Schweikhart, who's the other lawyer who you're attracted to.
No, that wasn't the... Hey.
You think he's handsome.
Stop it. No.
He gets a proper demand letter from Jimmy and Chuck via the fax machine.
And he goes...
Ain't that neat?
Yeah, he goes, let me call you back. These knuckleheads again.
The Law Brothers are at it again. And then he shows up at Chuck's weird nightmare house.
That's always dark and shadowy. And Chuck's having a panic attack in the corner. But he looks damn good doing it.
He's wearing a suit for the first... Have we seen him wear a suit? I guess we've seen
I've seen him in flashbacks, right?
Yeah, in flashbacks wearing a suit, but...
He's got, the most stuck-up suits, you know? Because he wears, a handkerchief. He's he's very hoity-toity. He's very fancy.
He looks like a train man.
Yeah, he truly does. Yeah.
How's the weed?
It's fine.
Take more.
Okay, one second. I ran out of water, so hold on.
I wonder if that, because I could hear it. I wonder if that could be heard on mic. It sounds like a little steam whistle. Oh, okay, there it comes. All right, there we are.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little whistle to it. Sure, I'm sure my potentially. Oh God, it's gonna get really weird now.
Nah, you're fine. You've been the same.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Although it's only been a drop in the bucket. Okay.
that guy with the awful facial hair he doesn't take care of. He probably has boogers. Like, the mustache starts in his nose. It's awful. I hate it.
Yeah, he's gross. And then he's like, hey, guys, we made some accounting errors. Looks like it was like 40 grand. We'll double it to reimburse you.
And throw in a little extra just because we're cool.
We cool? We cool? We chill? And he's like... Shaka bra.
But if you bump it, that's binding. You bump it, it's binding.
You bumping it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like bump, and then he pulls out a hacky sack. He goes, "You want sack? A little sack?
Don't bump it on your head. That's cringy.
That's cringy. Don't bump it on your head. You don't do that.
I'm not following your character leads very well.
That's fine. I can't hacky sack. I've tried so many times.
Well, it was just there were too many beans in it. I think.
I legitimately can't do it. They were very popular for a short amount of time in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Are they still popular?
Not with us, no. Oh, God, what if I started pulling out a hacky sack in social situations?
Do it.
No, I'm sure it'd make things easier. That would be the worst thing I could possibly do.
It used to be in vogue.
I want you to go to a bar.
A bar?
Yeah.
Of all places?
Tonight with the hacky sack.
Tonight?
Yeah, and I want to see what happens. Trying to make friends. Like, why is this not an internet video? Ironically,
because I can't even do that. Like, if I was really good at it, then that I could see that going viral. Like, man plays, you won't believe sick hacky sack man can do in bar, but I can't do it good.
I just think that it's hacky sack is the same thing as being emo or something, right? Like, it's such a bygone era that it would be people would be like, what the fuck? I don't know.
I agree. Yeah. Like, who's president? George W. Bush.
All right, anyways.
And then Jimmy's like, hey, these syringes are from Nebraska. You know what that means, Rico? Huh? Heard of it?
And that guy is like, what? No, you're laughing. And then he has two male counterparts and they just take turns kissing for a little bit and go
they
back
kiss a bunch.
And say, how much would you actually like? And guess what Chuck says?
Chuck hasn't spoken this whole scene, so I'm assuming he stays silent. But what does he say?
$20 million.
$20 million.
And they go, you're kidding. And he goes, we're not. And
he goes, you're high. And then he goes, no, Meg's high.
Stop it. They don't remember. Yeah. Now they will.
Everyone remembers. Everyone's talking about it.
Oh, no. And
later, he's like, that's actually a conservative estimate. Because Schweikhart goes like, well, and they just leave.
That's what they do. Mm-hmm. Never in all my years. And
$20 million. I forgot there's the scene back at the fucking dog shelter that doesn't really pay off in any way.
Yeah, he's like, oh, because it makes Mike look for work so he can help his daughter.
Oh, right. He's okay, like, yeah, hey, he's going to accept more missions.
Yeah, I got this dog.
I remember where this... Oh, this leads to some fun stuff. Okay.
Okay.
You're going to enjoy. You're going to enjoy where this goes.
It is overwhelmingly like Grand Theft Auto.
It's just... It's directly lifted from Grand... This is how a Grand Theft Auto movie would be.
Yeah, 100%.
Is you going to different places and going, got any work for me? and then they'd be like, well, let's see. I got this bank.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. What was the first one he did? He didn't do one yet? It was just like...
The guy was like, if you need work, I got work.
Why would a vet be crooked? Other than, like, he's the vet that... I don't know, man. I'm sorry. There's so much of this that's, like, questionable to me. But
I don't know. Good show, though.
Yeah.
Big fan. Because I think a vet would be crooked because you go to a vet if you get a bullet wound. Like, besides what happened, like, you go to a vet if you get a bullet wound, but you don't fucking want a doctor to find out.
Yeah, fair.
Oh, Mike adopted a dog. That's important.
Yeah, that dog.
He just has a dog now.
He has a dog. It's in so much of Breaking Bad, though, so it makes sense.
Was it?
No, but oh, okay. He has it stuffed in the corner, remember? And he goes, my boy.
Oh, right.
My other boy.
Yeah, and then Jimmy runs a bunch of errands and comes back, and Chuck's like so fucking jazzed on Law. And he's like, Jimmy's like, I left something in the car. And Chuck's like, well, let me go grab it. And he goes, and he grabs car keys, electric car keys.
Outside in the world.
Outside? And he's like, yeah, I'm just being a normal guy. And Jimmy's like, excuse me?
You're not supposed to do this. In a way that makes me wonder if, like, Jimmy's his enabler. Because, like, why wouldn't you be like, I'll shut the fuck up. Oh, my God, he's doing it. It's like when a baby's walking and, like, yeah. You don't want to let it know.
I think he was just worried about him because he's like, eventually he'll realize what's happening and be like, oh, I forgot.
I don't know. It feels like when you go like, uh-oh, to a baby and then it just starts crying because it thinks something's bad. It seems like he's being a bad guy.
I do like saying, uh-oh, to my niece and she goes, uh-oh, back.
Yeah. If they fall down and they go, they hurt themselves and you kind of react too big, they'll be like taking their cue from you that something's wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When really they were fine the whole time.
And they were like, because they can't feel pain. Because they're monsters. They can just mirror the pain we feel.
Yeah, it's not until age 2.5 that they actually get a soul. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Babies.
Yeah.
What grade do you give this episode?
Oh, boy. What a concept. How are you supposed to quantify it, something like this?
I don't know. You've done it like 70 times. I don't know how you can't do it now.
I give this a... I guess I give this an A. This seems like an A to me.
An A? Wow. And last week was a B+. Wow.
Wait, I don't... Okay. What does Kettleman rate it?
Betsy Kettleman from the AAV Club gives it an A-.
Oh.
So you're close.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, the whole review, it just says, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it seems like
pretty
good.
That's all she says.
Yes. Seems... They did it. They did a good job.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I'd probably give this an A-2.
Okay.
I like that he writes a bunch of stuff on toilet paper. That's not for writing, it's for your butt.
Yeah. No. Oh, my feet are so strong. Sorry, I just opened...
Why are your feet strong? What made you think that?
I just accidentally opened up my closet door with just my toes.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Anyways... it was fun. It was a fun episode. Adam, help me. I'm nosed out.
Well, guys, you should like our Instagram. It's @Saul on Instagram. I think we have a Twitter rattling around out there somewhere.
No, just Instagram. Oh, we don't? I mean, it's Instagram.
Okay, it's just Instagram. There's an email you can email.
Tell them about it.
I don't want to keep doing it. Feels like I keep asking a girl out to a dance and like just getting rejected with that email.
Should we talk about Lauren Scharf?
Yeah, Lauren Scharf's really good. Follow her at LL Cool Scharf.
She's so good. Also on TikTok. She has like 50,000 followers.
We should get some of them.
Yeah, let's see if we can't get Lauren Scharf on the horn.
Most TikTok viewers like pieces of content that are an hour long, right?
Yeah. Famously so. If there's anybody who has a stronger attention span, you can find it. It's only TikTok.
our shit's too highbrow for them.
That's fair. It's not just like somebody pouring spaghetti on the backseat of their Tesla and eating it from the seat. We have like
complete thoughts. I should do that.
Yeah.
And then everyone would watch.
Then
everyone would watch and listen. All right, guys. Well, until next time, it's showtime, folks.
It's in my crotch.
In my balls. Put it on TikTok.
Podcast.